Hey listeners, Dennis Wisco here. You may have already heard me talk about an upcoming summit that Wisco Weekly will be covering. From June 18th until the 20th in Marina Del Rey, California at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, Thought Leadership Summits is hosting their two big annual summits. They have the Automotive CX Summit, which is their 15th annual summit that goes on June 18th and 19th. And they also have the Auto CX Analytics and AI Summit. And this is their second annual summit from June 19th through the 20th. Just recently announced, Wisco Weekly, and specifically yours truly, will be serving as a chair and a panel facilitator at the Auto CX Analytics and AI Summit. I want to extend to you a discount code to attend this Thought Leadership Summits. If you go to tlsummits.com, TLSUMMITS.com, and enter the checkout code WISCO20, WISCO, WISCO20 at checkout, listeners of the show can get 20% off tickets to this event. And you can attend the full summit series, so that's both summits. You can attend just one summit series, or you can even attend just a breakout. So be sure you visit tlsummits.com, enter the checkout code WISCO20 to get 20% off. And this offer expires on June 7th, at the end of day on June 7th. And if by chance you aren't able to attend, then do follow Wisco Weekly on all popular social media channels, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and we will have more coverage of this event. This is Wisco Weekly, an automobility and advanced transportation podcast where we feature the voices and issues that are shaping the way we travel and commute.
You are now tuned in to the Wisco Weekly Experience.
Chicken brown, cow listeners, welcome to another episode. This is a follow-up episode to our previous guest, Maria Frost, or at least not even previous. She's going to be a guest on this particular episode as well. Maria Frost is the director of the Cole Center for Transportation for the Washington Policy Center. The Washington Policy Center conducts a lot of events throughout the course of the year. So if you actually get the chance to take a look at their website, you can see some of the different events that they put on. But most recently, they did host the 2019 Solutions Summit. It seems like last year they had two different summits, in Eastern Washington and a Western Washington, but they combined it this year. They were discussing topics such as labor reform, education, government reform, taxes, environment, and transportation this year. And the specific topic that was covered in the transportation session was the road usage charge. So again, we have Maria Frost here to share what was going on during that session. So Maria, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me again. We had a wonderful Solutions Summit this year in Spokane, Washington.
I'm very jealous because you also had that picture of a gorgeous, gorgeous ballroom. That's, yes. I kid you not, I will look to actually try to attend. Well, provided it's going to be held at that same location, I will look to attend, you know, maybe next year if that's where it is going to be. So anyhow, tell us what was going on in that transportation session as you guys were talking about the road usage charge. Who were the speakers? What were the what were the topics? Give us the skinny.
Sure. So I had three panelists this year. Randall O'Toole, who is a senior fellow at Cato, and you have his book on your desk, Gridlock. He has a recent book that he just put out called Romance of the Rails, Why the Transportation We Love is Not the Transportation We Need. Excellent reading.
Okay.
He's a phenomenal speaker, and I really enjoy working with him on certain issues, and it was a real privilege to have him on the panel. Came up from Oregon.
I'm hoping to have him on here as well. I first had my O'Toole experience at another event down here at Chapman University's public policy event, where he's just a, you know, the his his
his striking manner in how he talks and how he presents facts. I mean, you can't help but just gravitate towards him. So I look forward to having him on the show. But anyhow, so besides Randy O'Toole, who else was on the panel?
Yep. We also had Chad Dornsife, who was there on behalf of the National Motorist Association. And then we also had former state representative Mark Harmsworth, who served as a councilman and then also as a legislator for two terms and served as a ranking member on the House Transportation Committee. He also now is a Washington Policy Center research fellow, so I get to work closely with him on policy issues and have benefited a lot from his insight as a legislator. And so I had those three folks on to talk about the road usage charge and their position and their concerns, and it ended up being a really fantastic discussion.
And the transportation breakout session, that was early morning too, right? That was like the first session of the day?
No, education was the first at 7:30, and transportation was at 8:45, and the room was full.
That's great. That's awesome.
It's just incredible. And then transportation too. I mean, that's an issue that people feel very close to everywhere at any age, you know, any kind of lifestyle, any stage in life. It's something we experience every day that we depend on for our livelihoods. And so it's always really exciting to get that kind of a crowd.
Well, it's more than likely a testament of your work, because again, you are the director of transportation at the Policy Center there. So they were really all there to see you, Maria. Let's just face it.
I think they were there to see the panelists.
All right. So tell me what were some of the things that some of these panelists were talking about?
Sure. So Randall talked about his experience as a user of Oregon's system. Oregon is the only state in our nation that has implemented a road usage charge, a mileage-based user fee. So they have gone through the pilot process that we just went through, and then they've actually implemented it. And it's a voluntary program in Oregon. I think it has, you know, a couple thousand voluntary users who choose to pay for transportation that way, and he's one of them. And he's very supportive of their system. You know, on the condition, and in general, he's very supportive of this system, as are many other national think tanks that view things from a free market standpoint, as long as those dollars go back towards highways and improving the roads that drivers use and pay for. So he supports this conditionally the way that we do. And he empathizes with some of the concerns that we have and the issues that we have with implementing this kind of a policy in Washington State, because right now we don't have a climate that would actually result in a road usage charge being a true user fee, which you and I have talked about, and that's why the Washington Policy Center does not support this policy at this time. And Randall understands that. So he presented his nuanced perspective, his personal experience with the system that he uses in Oregon. Chad Dornsife was there. He's an engineer. He's been on the National Motor Association for many, many years, I think 28 years, and specializes in driver safety. And so he was able to contribute some of his concerns from a privacy standpoint and the longevity that he sees in the gas tax that I fully agree with. I think it has a lot of life left. It has a lot of use left.
Well, there's a lot of cars that it still
and there's a lot of legacy cars yeah. that are going to depend on fuel, right? And a lot of, you know, and our fuel tax in our state is bonded, and so it's not going anywhere for several decades. So he provided that perspective, and then former Representative Mark Harmsworth talked about his personal experience as a legislator who participated in the pilot just as I did. And he had a really interesting experience. The state DOT challenged people to try to kind of get out of the system, to trick the system. And he tried to do that. He told his story about how he he took a picture of his odometer and he stored it away. He printed it out and stored it away. And then I think like a month later, when he's supposed to submit his odometer reading, he took a picture, not of his odometer, but of the picture of his odometer, and submitted that. And the system accepted it. I mean, his whole effort was to try to show that this system, there's a lot of weaknesses there, a lot of opportunity for the system to be hacked and to be manipulated, because something that's really unpopular is likely to be, you know, to receive a lot of resistance and avoidance, and would be very difficult to reinforce or enforce. And so he talked a little bit about that experience and his concerns as well. So we had a really good, just a really robust discussion.
And so what, so the takeaway from this, or maybe not even the takeaway, what are the actionable steps that you guys are doing as a result of this breakout session?
Sure. So, I mean, it is a solution summit, and, you know, my objective for the panel was for people to walk away feeling equipped to talk about the road usage charge beyond just, I don't want a GPS tracker in my car, right? I mean, if this is a system that will be implemented in the future and is a real user fee option, the public should understand where the hiccups and weaknesses lie and be able to talk about them and to push public officials to fix those issues, to fix the massive administrative cost of implementing a road usage charge, to make sure that there are real assurances of privacy and security, to make sure there are no security breaches that could, you know, not just make you feel uncomfortable, but also put you at a risk in your own vehicle, right? If somebody is able to take control of your vehicle or
okay,
things like
okay.
To make sure that people know what the 18th Amendment is and how transportation is funded and how it should be funded, how we feel it should be funded, to be able to talk about that and say, look, this is a system that could work on the grounds that A, B, C, and D, and these things are in place to make sure that the people are in charge of where that money goes, to make sure that our privacy is respected and so on and so forth. And I feel like we were successful in you know, getting people to talk about those things, to understand them. I got a lot of positive feedback from folks who say, hey, that 18th Amendment thing, that's really important. I didn't think about that before. You know, people think about transportation spending. Policymakers will often say, hey, this money should be preserved for transportation purposes. That's different than highway purposes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Helping them kind of navigate the politics of wordsmithing,
nice.
Those kinds of things. So that was my objective. I mean, as far as the solution goes, I think the solution for us right now is to see where we can take the gas tax and to work with what we have to encourage less diversion of the taxes and fees that drivers pay to the multimodal system, which we think should be funded locally, and to make sure that those dollars are instead preserved for our roads, which need a lot of maintenance and which, you know, are used by drivers and freight and emergency responders and transit. So the solutions and reforms that we propose are on this issue are largely institutional reforms, getting on the same page ideologically. And so I think in terms of getting people to be able to understand that, to be able to talk about it in those terms, I think the event was a success.
Well, cool. Well, listeners, again, check out the episode page. And also, if you haven't had the chance, be sure you listen to the previous episode, episode number, I think it's 79, where Maria shares a little bit more about the pilot project she was a part of with regards to the road usage charge, and also just her upbringing and how her upbringing has influenced her ideology. And this kind of then carries over into what she's doing at the Washington Policy Center. On behalf of Kelly, Rudy, and myself, cheers, prost, l'chaim, kipis, nastravi, salud, kampai, mabruk, tutsins, gambe, yamas, nastarovie, to the customer experience.